Well, it's always a pleasure to spend some time during our weekend with Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative in Dorchester for some more answers from the Heartland. And today we're trying to answer your questions about how can you keep your water fresh. And Angie, what are some of the things farmers need to watch out for when we talk about making sure that water is fresh?
Well, obviously in the summer when it's a little bit warmer out, we get algae growth build up in the water tanks, especially along the sides and the bottom. You need to kind of watch out for that, make sure that you don't have things growing in there that aren't supposed to be in there. Bacteria can also get out of hand, so we need to watch that. With warm weather, that can grow really fast as well.
Yeah, during these summer months, how often should those tanks be cleaned?
Well, it depends on, obviously, tank size, cattle population. Temperature of the water will determine a lot. So let's say if you have a crowded pen, the tank is in the sun, algae growth is going to take off, bacteria growth is going to take off a lot faster than if you have, you know, a tank that's in the cool of the barn and not overcrowded and things like that. So you need to kind of determine. Each farm is different. So you can't say, well, once a week is enough. It may be once a week for this farm, but it may be maybe 2 to 3 times a week for your farm versus what it was in the wintertime.
That's a very good point. What about those calf buckets? I mean, how do we keep them fresh?
Well, routinely washing a set group of them, maybe on a daily basis when you're doing other things, maybe you wash 5 or 10 of them, just to kind of do the rotation kind of helps. Some farms have had some luck by putting a little bit of chlorine, but you have to watch so you don't upset the intakes there. Best thing farms can do is, it, you know, dump that water at least once a day, make sure they have fresh water in there, and have a brush in your back pocket. That way, if it is getting gunky, brush it out real quick, rinse it, and away you go.
So what is your tip of the day?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter if you have water available for these animals. If it's nasty, they're not going to drink it. So make sure it's as clean as possible. Water is the top priority for animals. You know, they can live without feed, but water is critical when it's hot. And you want to do that so you prevent the dehydration, you know, weight loss, lower feed intakes, lowered, you know, milk, things like that. And, you know, if it is bacteria, you can have sick animals pretty quick.
As you said, water is the key, and making sure you have good quality water will make sure those animals are consuming it as well. If you have any other questions for Angie, you can reach her at Heartland Cooperative at 1-715-654-5134. Otherwise, Angie, they can always go to the website.
Yes, heartlandcooperativeservices.com is the website, and tips and articles are on there. There's some podcasts saved. You can go back and check them out as well.
So again, always good information available. That is Angie Medcalf from Heartland Cooperative here on 101.9 WDEZ.